Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I just want to say this. We've got quite a few things to deal with this morning, so please bear with us. I am sure you are going to enjoy it because God has, you know, great things in store for you this morning. You may have seen we've got some different setting here. So this is a kind of a public demonstrations of the manifestation of God's amongst his people. Hallelujah. You know, the baptism is a public demonstration of the power of God. So we are going to witness things this morning. Amen. But before we go into that, first I'm going to ask Diane, do you want to come with your babies, if you would? We were out on the street yesterday, and we had a fantastic moment. Somebody say, wow. We had a fantastic moment yesterday, and I asked Diane if she can share briefly, very quickly, some, you know, her experience with us. Now, if you see, if you know Diane, she's not naturally the sort of person who would, you know, come forward to give testimony. But I am so excited that, you know, Diane has been part of the group, being faithful, going out with us in the streets, praying as well in the background, seeing God's moving on the street and in your life. So I'm so glad that you could do it today. So we were out yesterday.
Yes, we were.
She said. So I just want you to share briefly your impressions about yesterday and perhaps one particular thing that God has done that really touched you and you want to share with us today.
Well, when I heard about it, I feel as if I don't have a problem sharing my faith in every day to day, and that God puts across our path. But the idea of knocking on a door, that was something else. I wasn't quite sure about that. However, recently I've been watching Asbury Revival, and I really felt the love of God in a tremendous way. I've never felt it before. So I feel as if I need to give it away, as it were. So I thought I'd go along, and it went really well. Everybody was very open towards us. We went in twos and took it in turn to speak to that person at the door. And there was, in ours, we had three ladies of a similar age to me. So I was able to say, we invite you to the coffee mornings, because there's lots of things here at the church for different people, different groups, like Amigos for the babies and that. So we were able to share that with them. And as I say, they seem very warm towards us and accepting of it. And there was one lady, I wanted to pray for her there and then, but I didn't. But when we came back, we were able to pray for those people that we had seen, and it went really well. And I'd encourage anyone else, step out in faith, and you feel God's blessing for doing it.
Yeah. Amazing, fantastic. Thank you, Diane. Shall we pray for Diane quickly? Father, I thank you for Diane. I thank you for her heart to reach out for the lost. Lord, as she stepped out into that waters, Lord, I pray that you bless her and bless her family. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. So, one of the reasons I asked Diane to come this morning is that when we talk about door-to-door, people start getting nervous, especially in our contest here. Right? And we find every pretext, every argument, every reason not to do it. You know, even yesterday, even the doors that they've got no call, no cold call, or, you know, all these things. You know, even with those houses, we were able to knock. People came and then had a good conversation with us. They received us and they were really warm with us. So it was amazing yesterday. All right. Next time it's going to be you. Say, next time it's going to be me. Come on, say it with conviction. Next time it's going to be me. Yes. All right. So next time it's going to be you. So you can put the date in your calendar now, in your diary. And next time it's going to be the 8th, Friday 8th of April. That's the Good Friday. More information will come. Natasha is still not here. So we're going to postpone Alpha promo to the end. Amen? Great. So today we've got to baptize 3 people. Come on. Yes. We are living stone. We've got to baptize 3 people. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You see, God is doing things, new things among us. You know, a moment ago, I was just going out and then I met a guy just right there. And he told me I was just passing by. And then I just want to step in. Gabriel, do you want to stand? Come on, stand for me. Yes. Right. God bless you, Gabriel. You are welcome. You are welcome. Sit down, sir. So, you see, because there is a public demonstration of God's power here this morning. Hallelujah. So, we are going to baptize 3 people. Hallelujah. And this morning, Reverend Robin started here with Day of New Beginning. You know, maybe you wouldn't know, but you know, if somebody come before you to minister before you, and they're ministering, and then you kind of wanted to pray, oh, come on, God, oh, may they stop now. Why? Because they start preaching everything, talking about everything in your notes. Right, so Robin came this morning and he started by a day of new beginning. New beginning. Can you say that? New beginning. New beginning. And he said, this is the day of new beginning for many, for everyone here. That is the truth. It is true. So I'm gonna share quickly with you. For about 25 minutes, and we're going to baptize. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. This is the day that you have made, Father. And we declare that we rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day of new beginning, Father. New of opportunity, new access in Christ. So we thank you, Father, for your grace, your mercy, for giving us that opportunity to journey with you in your grace, in your power, and in the possibilities in you, God. Father, I commit myself to you this morning. Father, give me to speak with sound clarity and understanding. Father, let your Holy Spirit come and move among us. Let there be transformation, miracle to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So today, as you could guess, I want to quickly talk about the new birth. The new birth. The new life in Christ. The new life in Christ. Because I think that I can help us, or the Holy Spirit can help us understanding the new birth, understanding the new birth in Christ. Believer in Christ don't usually necessarily have the revelation of the new birth. We don't necessarily have the revelation of the new birth. The understanding and the know-how of, the practical way to live the new birth. And this is certainly because we don't have, churches don't, preach, teach, and or encourage or invite people into that dimension. I thank God for this church for, as long as I've been here. Robin has been unpacking the meaning of stronger, better together. But the practical aspects of life as Jesus. You see? So that's really good. That's really good. But we've got to hear more about that in churches. We've got to teach more about that in churches. We've got to give people more understanding about that in churches. Because, you see, Jesus said, I have come so that they may have life abundantly. You see, so the Christian life is a victorious life. It's a victorious life. It's a victorious life. Hallelujah. The Amplified version says, I came that they may have life. And enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Hallelujah. As Christian, we must have the understanding of the hope of the new creation. We must have the understanding of the glory of the new creation. The vision of the new creation, the wisdom of the new creation, the authority of the new creation. We need to have it. And we need to understand it. Hallelujah. Now, as individuals, born again Christians, every single one of us, God has purposed a life for you to live. Do you know that? Do you know that? God has purposed a life for you to live. And this is not short of, or it's nothing short of John 10:10. Nothing short of that abundant life he has for you. Hallelujah. Inside of every believer, inside of every single one of you and me, myself, inside of us, there is, hallelujah, there is a lion ready to roar. Inside of you is a lion ready to roar with the power, the glory, and the grace of God. Do you know that? Do you know that? You see, many years ago, I was living my life and, I never knew that I would be able to do the things that I'm doing now. Never. I never knew that, I wasn't a good boy and I didn't do well at school. Because, I have no interest in study. English, wow, I hated English. Oh, have I said that? Yes. I hated English. So I remember, at school in back in Africa, you know, when English subjects start, when we have English class, you know, you heard I used to be with a group of people that we used to trouble the class, distract the class, and you know, and make the teacher upset, and they would you know, decide I had enough of these people. So I never knew that I would end up in England. Let alone, I never knew that even when God revealed his purposes to me, I said, no, I'm going to go to the Francophone countries. Please, Lord, don't send me to preach in English. Wow. I never knew. But, you know, I was able to study for my theology degree in English. This is the power of God. It took me more years than, you know, the average, you know. But in this, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And the marathon, I mean, the good thing is, you know, it is set according to yourself. There's no competition. Hallelujah. But I've done my theology degree. Hallelujah. I studied for it. It was really hard. But I've done it. I never knew that I could do that. Many things. You see, I knew that I didn't want the life that my father was living, but I found myself living that life when I wasn't a Christian. You understand? I don't want to go into the detail, but it wasn't good. Hallelujah. The new creation in Christ gives you a new access and opportunity, new beginning, new starts, and you can achieve it by the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to understand it. And today is a new day for you. Today is the new day for you. So let me go quickly. Hallelujah. Jesus said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creature. Reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition have passed away. Behold, new things have come because spiritual awakening, listen to this, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. Hallelujah. And verse 18 says this, but all things are from God who reconciled us with to himself through Christ. All things are from God. Know that you have this new access. All things are from God. When you choose to stay grafted, when you choose to stay connected with Christ. Hallelujah. The new birth is an experience that exposes us to a new possibility or to new possibilities of life in a spiritual dimension. Hallelujah. I love this. You see, the problem that we have in the West, especially in a country like the UK, which is very good. It's very good. You know, we miss that in many of the African countries, for example. You know, the institutions, that things that are designed to provide assistance to help people, right? So if somebody's sick, for example, you can go to the NHS, you get treated, and those are good. You know, we don't want to see homeless on the streets. There is a provision for people. All those things. Although sometimes we see homeless, people. But there's a provision for that. But the danger is that we cannot slip into that level of contentment, because the thing that we need are available, can be available, okay? So we slip into that contentment and we don't aspire for the best life that Christ have for us. There is a new spiritual dimension where you can declare things and see them happen. There are new spiritual dimensions where you can say to sickness, stop. There are new spiritual dimensions where you can say, Lord, I declare that soul will not go to hell. In the name of Jesus, be saved. You pray for them, and the following days, weeks, months, you see them come to Christ. There is a new dimension, spiritual dimension that is open to us where we can move in the power and the glory of God. Hallelujah. You know, the Old Testament gave us some sort of glimpse, you know, a taste where we see somebody like Joshua speaking to the sun and the moon to stop so that they may complete their assignment. That level of power and dimension is accessible to us in Christ for his purposes. That's a new spiritual dimension for you. Hallelujah. I just want to finish now. But how? A very influential man, influential. Yeah, you understand. You know, a powerful man, a rabbi, came to Jesus at night, and he said to Jesus, you know, he said, Rabbi, you know, we know that you are of God. You are a teacher from God, because the thing that you do, you know, this guy, he, from afar, from a distance, he observed Jesus. He observed his teaching, his way of living, his miracle. And he said to himself, no, this man must be from above. This is something new happening in among us. Let me read the passage for you. John 3, 1 to 9. He said, there was a man, a Pharisee, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jew. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do this sign that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to Jesus, how can a man, and that is really good, how can a man, a grown-up man, you know, be born again? Can he go back into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus said, no, you know, I say to you, the things who are born by flesh is the flesh, but the things of those who are born by the Spirit is the Spirit. So you must be born by spirits to see the kingdom of God. Remember, he asked because he seen a man walking in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And he asked, how can? And Jesus said to him, you know, assuredly, you must be born again. So, in another word, Jesus is saying to him that if you can access the kingdom of God, you will do exactly as I'm doing. If. But the kingdom of God is not accessible by flesh and blood. It is accessible by the spirit of And he said to him, "You must be born of water and spirits. We're going to put you in the water now. And you must be born again."
Hallelujah.
You must be born in water and spirits. Keaton, this is your day. I am so happy. Hallelujah. 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 Let's move on. Let's move on. Now, I want to give you a short representation. All right? You guys, you watch movies. I love movies. You watch movies? Come on. Not everyone. Is he a sin to watch movie? Pastor Robinson, no. So come on. You're not in trouble. Only for me, he says. So we watch movies. So now, look at this. Look at this. Chronicle of Narnia, maybe, or The Lord of the Rings. You know, there are certain type of movie where at some point, you know, in a room, there could be a sort of wardrobe, and then you go into that wardrobe, and then you jump into, boom, into a new world. And it's snowing. It's snowing. But you jump into a complete new world. So let's do this. Let's do this. I'm glad we've got a cross here. So this is one world. Okay? This is one world. And this is the limits of this world. And this is a new world. Okay? But you've got a cross here as like the access to the new world. Okay? So you are here. You know nothing about this world. You know nothing about what is happening here. But all your experience is here. Now, when the Bible talk about new, old man or old self, okay, and the new man or the new self, the Bible is talking about two different dimensions, two different aspects, two different lives. Hallelujah. So one that is separate to the other one. So one is here and the other one here. So let's consider that the old self is this area. Are you following me? Are you following me? So, what do we have in here? What do we have in here? In here, we've got our sinful nature, the manifestation of our sinful nature. Sometimes we don't even realize, we don't even know, because we have no idea of what is happening here, of the existence of this side. And we live in a sinful nature. Okay? The Bible says that we all, Isaiah 53, like a sheep, we go astray. Yeah? I'm trying to paraphrase here. I can't say it in French. Si vous voulez, je vais le dire en français. Vous voulez ça? Non, vous voulez pas. Okay. All right? And God has put on him our sins and transgression. Okay? So, this is the sinful nature. All right? And then what do we have here? We have life under the power of the enemy. John 10:10. He said, the devil comes, the enemy comes, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Sometimes we don't even realize that we are dying in this life. I told you, you see, I was living the life that my father lived, even though I didn't want it, but I was living and I was enjoying that type of life. All right, because I have no idea of the existence of this world. So this is here. Condemnation, Romans 3:23. Condemnation. Okay, life under condemnation, rejection, a failure, sickness, death. Romans 6:23. Hallelujah. Human and earthly reasoning and mindsets. So all these things you can add to that list happens here. And we live in it. But one day, you know, somebody preached to us or somebody prayed for us, and then God opened our visions. And then what happened? We now, by accepting Christ as our Lord and Savior, there is this access, this door, the cross of Christ. John 3:16. Hallelujah, John 3:16. But we can consider John 3 from verse 1 to 17. And then we have the access, and then we come into this new world. Now, what do we have? Oh, come on, somebody can shout. Hallelujah. Come on, you can do that. We have the access, and then we come into the new world. The new world is now your new self, your new man. Now, what do you have here? You have the new creation with the capacity to resist sin. Hallelujah. You have the capacity to resist sin. That is so important as you are going to be baptized here. You know that. 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. Hallelujah. We have the abundant life in Jesus. We are justified in here. We are justified. Hallelujah. There is no condemnation for those in Christ. Hallelujah. No condemnation. When God sees you, I think Robin explained it last week, when God sees you, he can only see Jesus Christ. Jesus. Justification. The empowerment to live a sinless life. We are able now. Dominion over the forces of darkness and principality and authority in high places. Ephesians 2:4-6. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ. Hallelujah! Above all principality, forces, and authority. Wow. In this new self, new world, new beginning, we have the knowledge or a knowledge of God's vision for our lives, for our communities, for our nation and the nation of the world. Hallelujah. He revealed, he says, you know, what eyes cannot see, what ears cannot hear. Though the things that, you know, human understanding cannot grasp, those are the things God has prepared to those who he loves. Hallelujah. And those things, he has revealed it to us. What God's going to do in this country when we are lying here, he will reveal it to us. In your life, he will reveal it to you. In your community, he will reveal it to you. In the nation across the world, he will reveal it to you. Don't say, I am a young man. Hallelujah. Don't say, I'm a young man. Hallelujah, but because you have the mantle. You have the mantle. As a prophet. Shebra de go sataya bakende. Ah, I finish now. Oh my goodness. Finish here because the time has gone. We're going to baptize. We're going to baptize. But I want to say something before I close. Please listen to me carefully. Online, this place, if you have not had Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you have no part in the thing I was saying. Your dwelling is here. Your dwelling is here. But you have the opportunity today, just right now, to transfer to that kingdom. Hey! The opportunity is given to you. Hallelujah. And I want to give you the opportunity. If you are here, you want to say yes to Jesus. If you're online, you want to say yes to Jesus now. Please. Somebody's waiting now to connect with you, to lead you. Reach out. I just want to see your hand. If you're here, you want to say yes to Jesus. Don't worry about anything. This is your day. This is the day God wants you to God want to do something with your life. I told you, listen, I was living here and I have no idea the possibilities that was awaiting me on the other side. No idea. Until I said yes to Christ. Raise your hand if you want to say yes to Jesus. No, if you want to say yes to Jesus. If you want to say yes to Jesus, you say yes to Jesus, raise your hand. I want to see your hand. Wow. I think many of these hands are a sort of rededication. We can do that. But you are here. You want to say yes to Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You have never done that. Stand on your feet. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anybody. Stand on your feet. I've seen your hand. Stand on your feet. God wants to do something with you. He want to change your life. Just stand on your feet. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't be ashamed of anything. You know, it is you. It is you. What God wants to do with you. Hallelujah. God wants to change your life. He wants to make your life as an example. Hallelujah. Oh! Raise your hand. Stand. I'm going to pray with you. I've got two hands here. Three. One. Can you join with me in this prayer? Pray with me. Pray aloud. If you are concerned, you raise your hand. Say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you are the Son of God. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died and raised for the dead. I believe that you are seated with God in heavenly places. Please forgive my sin. I come to you today and I give my life to you. Help me live the new life in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now that you prayed that prayer, you are born again. Hallelujah. You are born again. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that the heaven rejoice when one soul is one to God. Heaven rejoice. So you can imagine heaven is rejoicing now. Hallelujah. I will speak to you and pray with you at the end. I know exactly who you are. So please don't go without that today. Amen.